strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Yes, just like that, it's time for Travelling Tunes. Morena Kirsten.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm okay. I've got a big old eye patch on because I had a cataract surgery.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
I look spectacular.
That's full on. No. I hope you're feeling all good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Feeling is fine.
Yeah.
I just
yeah.
look great.
Oh, yeah. You got an accessory.
You're just testing out the pirate look.
That's right. That's right.
Cool. Nice one. We're talking Persian jazz today, which is very exciting.
Yeah. I must have clicked on something because then you see it all the time in your algorithm. Anyway, it looks spectacular. So, Iranian people, like everywhere else, heard American pop music and American jazz. And in the 50s and 60s, they had some artists that started playing with the music. And also, Persian music was very into sort of instrumental music, beautiful poets, and improvisation. So it kind of worked with jazz. And then now, just the last couple of years, people have been making these like Persian lo-fi Spotify playlists with this music. I mean, I'll explain more as we go along. So maybe we'll just listen to one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What should we start with?
Well, let's start with Minu Jovan.
Yeah, cool.
The Nearness of You.
So when did this song come out? Like 90s, right?
Yeah.
Hmm. Beautiful. Gorge. Let's have a listen.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh, no. It's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I'm feeling so close to you, all my wildest dreams come true. I need no soft lights to enchant me. If you only grant me the right to hold you ever so tight, and to feel in the night.
It's definitely a very like American jazz sound. It's not what would typically come to mind for me when I think of Persian jazz.
Now you can hear her accent, and then later she'll go into Farsi language. And she's
right.
classically trained in opera. She's like just massively like qualified
beautiful
singer.
Voice.
She's got huge followings on Spotify. She's performed concerts, in London, all over the United States. Mm. And the Persian people, there's been a lot going on in the country, especially since the revolution in 1979. And so there's Persian people living all over the world, and so a huge like diaspora community. And they love to sort of get together, hear songs in their language or hear Persian music and hang out with Persians. And so the music's been such a good way for them to sort of circulate and find opportunities to hang out and stuff. And she's just really beloved.
And I understand why. That's such a kind of, I feel really comforted by this track.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Very fascinating that it stems from American jazz. So given their relationship with America throughout the years, particularly now.
That's right. And so, you know, Iran, you know, Persia is, you know, they're not Arab. They don't identify as Arab. And then the other side, they've got India, and they have had an impact on North India centuries ago. Yeah. But, you know, they're sort of sandwiched in between these two other big cultures. And, of course, they have oil. And so it's just been a big, you know, big, huge space where the global politics likes to play. But there's such an ancient culture, you know, Persian rugs, Persian poetry, roses and Persian tea. They've just really glorious, luxurious sort of culture and architecture. And I think they seep that into their music.
What song should we jump into next?
Oh, so let's do Ebby Little's.
Oh, exciting. Can you tell us a bit about this track, Kirsten?
I just read that he passed away in 2025 in Los Angeles, born in 1950.
Oh,
yeah. So he's, if you see photos of him, so he's more involved in, like, you know, 70s, 80s, and 90s jazz. And he, so you can see his big sort of boof hair and cool suits, you know, from
awesome.
The 70s, 80s era. Yeah, he looks fabulous. And just doing sort of, you know, one of his albums is like covers of The Rising Sun and Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood.
Okay. That's awesome. Very cool. Let's have a listen to this one.
Well, yeah, you can see why they sort of like lo-fi jazz playlists transport yourself, you know, into ancient melodies with modern idioms, you know, these sort of Spotify playlist things. But it's not really just that. I mean, that's obviously sort of for outside listeners, but for people in the community, you know, it's got sort of a sentimentality and they'll be hearing Persian elements in sort of the sort of the riffs and things that are the play with the melodies and stuff. So they'll be hearing, you know, the Persianness of it.
Yeah. I forget the word for it, but there's a particular scale that's used in music from the region, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, they have a lot of their own scales, so minor keys and stuff like that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so they'll be hearing that. But yeah, Persian lo-fi, Persian jazz. And, you know, even all these singers, like, I had trouble finding a lot of stuff in English, but they sort of just, the mixture, they'll mix folk, jazz, and Persian actually has a classical music. You know how some places you call it a folk music, but some places you call it a classical music, like Indian classical, Persian has a classical. And that means their music, I guess, you know, for musicologists would say it got to this elevated level where it's complicated. You have to learn from a teacher. It's not easily accessible to pick up like a folk music.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. Oh, fascinating. I didn't know that it fell into the classical realm.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Cool.
This last track we've got is Hamza Yeganer. I really like this track when I had to listen to it. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Yeah, he studied as a classical pianist, then got into jazz and prog rock. He was born in 1977, And he, you know, calls what he does fusion. He's written heaps of books on music and jazz. And just part of this really interesting picture we've been painting.
I feel like this is a real interesting sort of looking at where it's come from and then this one to end with a little bit, the sort of fusion of where it might be at now. I feel like this is when I first heard you, you know, saw that you mentioned Persian jazz. I don't know a lot about it, but I guess this is more on the end of what I expected, maybe. Like, really interesting fusion sort of stuff.
Yeah. And then we've sort of gone through this journey of what the sort of genre's gone through.
Oh, so cool. Well, thank you so much, Kirsten. We're going to let this one play out. It's called Let's All Play. Right. You have an awesome weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yes.
All right, bye.
And our hearts go out to the Persian community here in New
Zealand. That's right. Tough times.
Ka kite.
Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.